I'd like to say good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful thing to be here this morning to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. First, giving honor to God and to Pastor Jeffrey Joseph and to the ministers on the roster. Amen. To you, my brothers and sisters. Amen. Thank the Lord this morning. I'm going to ask that you would open up your Bibles to St. Matthew's, the 28th chapter. I do ask that you would pray with me. St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. And after celebrating on Friday evening, Good Friday, talked about the account of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, how he suffered, how he bled, and how he died. And I was thinking, and I just couldn't hold it, amen, when we were just praising the Lord. But I began to remember that come Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Here we are Sunday morning. We praise the Lord on Friday evening, but here we are on Sunday morning.
Yes.
Now is the time to praise the Lord.
Amen.
For he got up. Somebody say he got up.
Yes.
He got up from the grave. And so he is risen. And that's my message. So we're going to open up in verse 1. So the text says, now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb.
Yes.
And behold, there was a great earthquake. We'll talk about that in a minute, that earthquake. Just underline that earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door.
Yeah.
And sat on it. And his countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered, said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified.
Yeah.
He is not here, but he is risen.
Yes.
Somebody say he is risen.
He is risen.
As he has said, come see the place where the Lord lay and go quickly. Tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. And behold, I have told you. You may be seated.
Amen.
After the Sabbath. Sabbath being the seventh day, the holy day for the Jews. You know, sometimes some people have wondered, when did Jesus Christ die on the cross, and when was he crucified, and when did he rise?
Yes.
Well, we know this morning that it was after the Sabbath.
Yes.
The Bible said the first day, amen, first day being Sunday morning. Here we are, first day of the week on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. The Bible said it began to dawn, and we see Mary Magdalene, and we see Mary, they came to the tomb, right? It says, and behold, there was a great earthquake.
Yes.
A great earthquake. Great earthquake.
Yes.
Just ponder on that a minute. The Bible said there was a great earthquake.
Yes.
And I've just stopped to just say just one thing about that. Amen. See the power of the Creator shook the creation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And whenever God does something miraculous, there's always a shaking. Somebody say a shaking. A shaking. Whenever God does something great, there's a shaking. Whenever God's presence comes into the room, there's a shaking. Whenever God does something great in our lives, there's always a shaking. Somebody say a shaking. A shaking. A shaking not only to get one's attention, but to move things in order to make things happen on our behalf. It is interesting that even nature, somebody say nature, his creation is affected by God when he is doing something, amen, of this magnitude, which is the resurrection of our Lord. The Bible said it took power to raise him from the grave.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
When Jesus was dying on the cross, He caused the sun to refuse to shine.
Yes.
The Bible says from the 6th hour to the 9th hour, 12 o'clock noon, high noon until 3 o'clock, God affected nature, the creator affecting nature, to the point where the sun hid his face and refused to shine.
Yes.
Jesus, we see in the account when Jesus was on the cross and dying for you and me, dying for the whole world. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
The Bible said he cried out a second time. Second time to me indicates there was a first time. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
First time was when he cried out and he commended his spirit into God. And the second time, the Bible said he cried out, except this time when he cried out, he yielded his spirit. First he commended his spirit, then he yielded his spirit. Can I get a witness? Then there was, here we go, an earthquake. Somebody say earthquake.
Earthquake.
The Bible says, and the rock split.
Yeah.
It indicates, here we go now, the presence of God. And it also indicates the power of God. Nahum 1:5 gives us a glimpse of the meaning. It says the mountains shook, the mountains quaked before him.
Yes.
That means whenever God enters the place, amen, even nature trembles and shakes as he presence. And if you know him, amen, you come to realize that whenever the presence of the Lord enters the room, amen, we are to shake for the fear of the Lord. I mean the honor and respect for the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
The mountains shook. The mountains trembled. The mountains shook before the presence of the Lord. And the Bible said, and the hills melted at his presence. The Bible says the earth trembled. Here it is now. It tells us why. It said at his presence. They trembled. Somebody say they trembled at his presence. And so we tremble in the sense of honor and respecting our God when his presence enters the room. The Bible said the world and all who live in it tremble. The psalmist said the whole earth trembles when it sees him. When he touches the earth, it moves, according to the psalmist. And so we see in scripture, the Bible goes on to say, for an angel of the Lord descended. Descended. That indicates that he came from up and he came down. Because our Father is in glory. And when Jesus Christ went up, the Bible says he ascended. And the angels had to descend in order to come down. The Bible says from heaven. And the Bible says, and he came and he rolled back to stone. Somebody say he rolled back to stone. We need to understand the importance of him rolling back the stone. Because if we remember the account from our Sunday school, amen, we understand that the tomb was sealed.
All right.
Can I get a witness?
Amen. Come on.
But the angel came down to roll back the stone.
Yes.
But what I want to remind you, my brothers and my sisters, over back in Matthew, the 27th chapter, round about 62 through 66, the Bible says the chief priests, they got a little bit nervous. Because they began to recall the fact that Jesus Christ was prophesying and said and pronounced the fact that they would crucify him. They would, amen, bury him in the grave. But he said, in 3 days, I'm going to get up again. So they're reminded, not that they believed the report that Jesus Christ would rise, but they got a little bit nervous. So what did they do? They went to Pilate and asked Pilate to seal his tomb. For fear that his disciples may come along and steal his body away. They sealed, touching him and say they sealed his tomb. Sealed his tomb. And the religious leaders, the chief priests and the Pharisees remembered that. And so, amen, they recalled the fact that Jesus Christ said, tear down this temple. And in 3 days, I will raise it up again. So, amen, they sealed the tomb. And they set a guard to secure it. It's interesting, he set a guard to secure it. But the fact of the matter is, when the angel descended and came down, amen, to loose the seal, and we have to understand something about having the authority and the power to loose any seal. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So he had the power and the authority to loose the seal and roll back to stone. And they tell me, amen, that the guards tremble at his presence. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
They didn't realize, amen, that there is one who has that power, that authority, and that divine power to roll back the stone from the grave. And because Peter in his sermon to the Jews reminded us that God raised Jesus up. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And having loosed the pains of death. Because now here we go now. It wasn't possible. Touch your neighbor and say it wasn't possible for the grave to hold him. Acts tell us that. It was not possible that he would stay in that grave. So he got up. Bible says his countenance, talking about the angel, was like lightning. And his clothing was white as snow. And the guards shook for fear and became like dead men. In verse 5, it says, but the angel answered and said to the women, do not fear, for I know you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen. Touch your neighbor and say, he's risen.
He's risen.
He's risen. Amen. He is risen. He is risen. Amen. One more time, say he's risen. We're celebrating this morning the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need to tell the devil one more time he is risen. We need to let the world know that the truth of the matter is not a fairy tale. The truth of the matter is a reality that Jesus really did come down here on earth. And it's a reality that he did live. And it's a reality, amen, that they did crucify him. And the reality is, amen, they buried him in the grave. And the good news, he rose again. He is risen. He is risen. Let's just quickly take a moment and look at this word. Amen. He is risen. 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 We need to understand this because some people, amen, back then tried to, amen, paint a picture that maybe he really didn't die. Maybe he swooned, amen, and he was just unconscious. But I came to tell you this morning, the Bible said he died. Touch your neighbor, said he died. He died on the cross. Yes, didn't he do it? So the fact of the matter is, since he died and they put him in a buried tomb, amen, he rose again. So when it says he is risen or that he rose, it comes from a Greek word. And that Greek word means, amen, to be awakened. To be awakened, somebody say to be awakened. To be awakened means to be aroused, to wake up. Amen. It literally means to be wake up from sleep. Amen. And from sitting or lying. Amen. From disease or from death or from obscurity. This would indicate this action is a verb. Meaning, amen, Jesus Christ rose. Can I get a witness? Say he rose. Amen. It's not imaginary and it's not made up, but he rose. It means to awake. It means to lift up. It means to rise again. It means to stand or take up, just as Jesus Christ said in his word, no man taking my life, I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. So when it says he is risen, he is saying, I'm taking my life by my power up again. He is risen. He is risen. Risen from sleep. I have the power to lay it down and the power to rise it back up again. Sleep in the Bible is used as a metaphor for death. Shakab means to lie down. Can I get a witness? Yeshin means to sleep. Job described death as to lie down in the dust. And the Israelites believe when a person dies, he or she is sleeping with their ancestors. And so death is associated with lying down to rest. It may sound elementary, but we used to recite, amen, a children's prayer that said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I rise, I pray the Lord. Can I get a witness? That may seem elementary, but there's some truth in that. Can I get a witness? Amen. It was this bedtime plea to the Almighty God to protect the soul during the night.
Yes. Yes.
And if for any reason death would come while the child or while we were sleeping in a vulnerable state, can I get a witness?
Amen.
The Lord will take our soul to be with him.
Yes.
As it relates to us, amen, as it relates to us in death, Daniel paints a picture about awakening.
Come on, preacher.
Daniel said something like this: the multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake. Mm-hmm. Some to everlasting life,
yeah,
and others to shame and everlasting contempt.
Yeah.
Now, the difference between sleep and death is sleep was a temporary thing.
Yeah.
Because one day there would be a time when souls would be resurrected, just as Jesus Christ temporarily died and went into the grave.
Yeah.
Touch your neighbor, say it was temporary.
Temporary.
It was only temporary. He was sleeping. He was sleeping.
Yes,
sleeping in the case that there's coming a time when you're going to arise.
Yeah.
But on the other side, death has an indication of being everlasting.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody say it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Everlasting. It was, in other words, it was a permanent state.
Yeah.
But the Bible teaches that although our bodies decay after death,
yeah,
there will be a resurrection time in the future day. In fact, everyone will be raised from the dead to one of two destinies. Jesus Christ said, do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Somebody say, come out. And those who have done what is good will rise to life. And those who have done that which is evil will rise to condemn. Now, how is it that it relates to our risen Savior?
Come on, preacher.
When Jesus Christ considered to be asleep when he died, and this great morning that we're celebrating, he was awakened and roused out of sleep.
Thank you, Jesus.
He was lifted up from a lying position to be upright and alive.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say alive.
Alive.
He's alive because he is risen. This day, this celebration of our main tenet of our faith, which is he rose. Without the whole good news message of God's love and salvation and mercy and grace would be returned, amen, and the proverbial spiritual bank of eternity as insufficient funds. But the good news is that we can cash this check today on the bank of his blessings untold. We can draw on it. Touch your neighbor and say, we can draw on it. We can draw on it. We can draw on it for eternal life. We can draw on it for salvation, peace, and joy. We can draw on it for salvation. We can draw on it for joy and peace. We can draw on it for forgiveness of sins. We can draw on it for righteousness and holiness. We can draw on it for love and strength and power and hope for tomorrow. We can draw on it, amen, for faith when the going gets rough. I said we can draw on it.
Hallelujah.
We can draw on faith when the going gets rough.
Yes.
We can draw on the light, amen, when you can't see your way. This account doesn't, amen, need a routing number or an account number. Because all you need to draw on it, in the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus, I counsel you today to draw on it. Draw on it by faith. Reach up and grab it. Reach up and believe it. Pray and say it's mine. Come on, can I get a witness in this place? This day, my brothers and sisters, prove something.
Yeah.
I said it proves something. It proves, amen, the divinity of our God and God's resolve to redeem our souls from destruction. This count, amen, like I said, is not a fairy tale. It's not a mythical story, but it actually happened. His resurrection, we're talking about his resurrection, am I right? It is the culmination of a terrible week, agonizing experience of him on the cross, excruciating death. It is the height of the story, from Calvary to glory, from the grave to victory, snatched victory out of the hands of defeat, sent a message to the devil to let him know that he is touching him, say, he's still Lord. From the beginning of time when he created the heavens and the earth until now, he's still Lord till the end of time, and when he cleans up it all and removes sin and wickedness and death and grave, he's still Lord. Woo! I said he's still Lord. That's what we got to tell the devil. I know he's running rampant. I know he's trying to do what he's going to do. But we need to let the devil know that our God and our Savior is still Lord. Somebody say still Lord. He was Lord on yesterday when he created the heaven and the earth. He's Lord today and he's going to be Lord on tomorrow. Because he's from everlasting to everlasting. He is God and he's still Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
He's Lord.
I said he's Lord. I said he's Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I said he's Lord.
Lord.
Touch your neighbor again and say
he's Lord.
I said one more time, he's Lord.
He's, Lord.
He's not dead.
No.
He's yet alive.
Yeah.
He is risen.
Yeah.
Somebody say he's risen.
Break down,
say it one more time, he's risen.
He's risen.
Amen. We can praise the Lord today.
Because
he is risen.
Yeah.
Victory today is mine because he's risen.
Yeah.
I told Satan to get up on my feet because he's risen. Say it one more time, he's risen.
Risen.
Somebody ought to praise the Lord. Somebody ought to be a little bit more encouraged. Somebody ought to be a little bit more joyous. Somebody ought to be a little bit more enthusiastic. A little bit more motivated. A little bit more liberated. A little bit more celebrated. Because he is Lord. Somebody shout this place and say amen. He is Lord. Why is he living among the dead? He is not here. You can't find Jesus living among the dead. Because Jesus Christ is alive. And he lives forevermore. Somebody say he is not here. He is risen. People are seeking the Lord in all the wrong places. But he can't. I come to tell you this morning, he cannot be found in the club.
Come on now.
He cannot be found on the street corner. He cannot be found, amen, amen, in the corners of a person's own unregenerated mind. He cannot be found in the recesses of the unsaved mind or ungodly heart. He cannot be found, amen, in an unregenerated soul or even among the dead. He is not here. He is risen. Somebody say he's risen. Now, my brothers and my sisters,
come on, preacher.
This is what it's all about.
Yeah.
Somebody shout and say amen.
Amen.
Come on and stand on your feet. Because it's all about this morning, at this time, at this hour. We're going to praise the Lord.
Because
he is risen.
Praise.
Say it one more time. He's risen.
He's risen.
I've come to tell you this morning, early.
Come on, preacher. Say it. Glory be to God.
Don't nobody know. I just waited for this moment to say that.
Yes, sir.
Early.
Yeah.
Somebody say it's kind of too early to get up and go to church this morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. I get there now. But I come to tell you, the Holy Spirit is right here, right now, with his word, right now at 6 o'clock. 9 o'clock you may miss it. 11 o'clock you may miss it. He is risen and early. Some people say, I'm just not a morning person. It may take me a little time to get going. It take me a little time to get up and get moving. But early this morning, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rose from the grave. Somebody say early. Early on the third day. Early on Sunday morning, he rose. Say early. He rose as it was prophesied. Early one Sunday morning. One Friday afternoon, amen, they crucified him.
Come on, preacher.
On Friday night, they put him in the grave, and there he lay.
Yeah.
Amen, he laid there all Friday afternoon, Friday evening, Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, and Saturday night.
Yeah.
But somebody say, Sunday came.
Sunday.
Early one Sunday morning, he rose.
Yeah.
Say it one more time, he rose. Early at the breaking of dawn, he rose. Early when God's greater light skipped across the horizons of the earth's atmosphere, he rose. He rose when darkness met light and light became a new day. He rose. And like the song says, I've come to the garden alone. While the dew is still on the roses and the voice I hear is falling on my ear. Somebody say amen. And the Son of God disclosed
for
the well, good God, my phone walks with me. And he talks with me. And he tells me that I'm his own. How about you, my brothers and sisters? And the joy that we share as we tarry there. None other
have ever known. And so, my brothers and sisters, early one Sunday morning, Jesus Christ rose again. He got up. Somebody say, he got up. I'm about done now, my brothers and sisters. But I got to remind you of the fact that it took power for him to get up. I said it took power for him to get up. I said one more time, it took power to raise him from the dead. It took power to get him up out the grave. Somebody say power. So not just he rose early. Amen. But my Savior, your Lord, said, all power is in my hand. All power. Somebody say all power. He didn't just rise, but he rose with all power in his hand. We used to sing the song, he got the whole world in his hand. He got this in his hand, he got that in his hand. But I come to tell you this morning, he got all power in his hand. All power to save, power to heal, power to set free, power to deliver, power to forgive, power to destroy the devil and his ill, power over death and the grave, power to lay his life down, and power to take it up again. I wonder if you know what I'm talking about. If you know that he got all power, go ahead and shout and praise the Lord. I'm about done. I'm almost there. Amen. Just pray with me, my brother and sister. Amen. It's a wonderful thing to praise the Lord this morning. There's no other place I'd rather be than be right here, right now, among the saints of God, praising the Lord. Because he is alive, he is risen. And it declares today, all over this world, that he is risen.
Yeah, risen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
All I'm trying to tell you this morning, my brother and sister, that I'm glad.
Yeah.
Are you glad this morning?
Glad.
That he remembered me.
Yeah.
I'm glad that he had his mind on me a long time ago.
Yeah.
In fact, before the Lord formed me in my mother's womb, the Bible said he knew me and he knew you and he had you and me in mind.
Yeah.
So I'm glad this morning that he remembered me and remembered you. I'm so glad he remembered me. I'm glad that he loved me.
That's it, Doc. Thank
you. How about you? Amen. It's not just on Sunday morning. We ought to thank him Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. Amen. When we weigh down on Friday, we ought to thank him. When we get up on Saturday morning, we ought to thank him. But early on Sunday morning, we showed up all to praise him. Yeah. I'm glad he loved me and he loved you so much so that he loved the whole world. That he gave his only life. Amen. That we can have eternal life. I'm glad this morning. Somebody said, what you have? Amen. Why are you so happy? Why are you so joyful? Because God is good and he loved me and he loves you. He reached down and scooped me up. He reached down and scoop you up. We ought to be, all I'm trying to say is we ought to be glad this morning. Our souls ought to be glad. Amen. And lastly, my brothers and my sisters, one more time, he is risen. Like the song says, I serve a risen Savior. And he's in the world today. I know that he's living whatever men may say. Can I get a witness? He is risen. He is my risen Savior. And I pray the Lord, he's your risen Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. So we can sing the song. He's my rock. He's my sword. And he's my shield. Today, amen, he is living. He is alive. He lives forevermore. So many people doubt him. But I can't live without him. Because Jesus is real.
Amen.
I said Jesus is real. I said Jesus is real. We sing the song, real. Real, real, Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes. So many people doubt him, but I can't live without him because Jesus is real to me. So as we leave this place today, let us never forget to tell somebody that he's real. Tell somebody that he is real. I don't care. It may be your neighbor. It may be your co-worker. Amen. If you gotta, you got to talk to the tree, tell him. If you got to tell the bird, tell him. Amen. Come on, son. Tell somebody. Amen. Somebody, well, that's kind of crazy talking to nature. But nature responds to the Creator. If you got to tell the leaves, he's risen. Tell the leaves. Anybody who listens, let him know that he is risen and he is alive today. That's why we praise him.
Thank you.
And that's why we celebrate this wonderful day called Resurrection Sunday morning. Power! Today, power. Church has power. Power. Can I get a witness? So let us go today and be energized.
Amen.
I said energized. And watching that and on fire.
Yeah.
I said on fire.
Fire.
Amen. People ought to see you coming and fire is burning.
You,
when you step in the church, amen. Yeah. People ought to feel, amen, the power of the fire that's burning in your heart.
Yeah.
Don't wait for somebody else. Go ahead and praise them anyway. Because
yeah.
the fire is burning in your heart.
Yeah.
And when all the fires get together, my goodness, amen. I'm talking about smoke everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm talking about power everywhere. Wait a minute, I'm done. When I say smoke, we sang about the Holy Spirit in this place. That's the smoke I'm talking about. The Holy Ghost will run up in this place.
Yeah.
Amen. And before we leave this place, we won't ever be the same again.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Power.
Thank you, Jesus.
Love.
Hallelujah.
Forgiveness. Grace. Go ahead and pray, Lord. God bless you. May the Lord keep you in my prayer.
Amen. God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give the preacher a hand. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. He brought the word today. He challenged us to make sure that we know the risen Lord. But the question is, as you are seated in his house,